Hey folks, top of the morning to you. Happy Monday to you. And well, without further ado, let's get to it. Well, my goal on this channel is to educate you guys everything finance, especially real estate, where we focus in on that. Because why? Well, I'm a mortgage broker. I'd love to help you guys out if you're in need of a mortgage. But what I try to educate people on in this channel, especially where the schools are failing us. Did you know, check with your children if they're even in high school. See if they know how to balance a checkbook. I bet you they don't know. Do they know about the stock market? Do they understand the bond markets? When you flee to safety in the stock markets, what does that mean? If they don't know, let's look at it this way. If you don't know, your kids are never going to know. Okay, so that's what we're trying to do on this channel without bias. I don't care if you're right wing, left wing, middle of the center, what aisle you sit on. The goal here is to educate you guys on the financial system, because there's only one financial system that you need to learn. Okay, without further ado, let's get over to it. What's on the board right now? Well, this is what I use on a daily basis. This gives me all the data I need as a mortgage broker. It gives me latest news down here. It tells me what the bond markets are doing, especially the MBS markets, and gives me headlines throughout the day. So if you're in the mortgage business, you might want to subscribe down to this below. If you use my clicker down there, I get a little bit of money on that, believe it or not, and you get a discount. So it's a win-win situation. So what we're looking at right now is the 10-year treasury. Yields are up right there. So here's the odd thing. So if you're new to the channel, you got to pay attention of these, because they're different. Okay, this is the 10-year treasury. It's giving us what the yield is on that treasury. You're seeing right through here. Okay, the yield today is 3.49 on the 10-year treasury. Then you move over here and all of a sudden you see 101.88. Why the difference? Well, this is the price. So I want to educate you guys on, here's what the interest rate is on the 10-year treasury, but how do you figure out what the rate is on the MBS market? Well, you kind of don't, but we use this to determine where mortgage rates are. So we follow the mortgage-backed securities market. This is a bond that trades on Wall Street. All you have to know is if this number is down, rates are going up. So if the price, this is what's showing here, the price of the bond is down, rates are going up. The bigger this number is down or up, the bigger the adjustment is. So let's say this way, if at a 101.86 is down 27, we're probably going to see rates go up about 0.08 maybe. I don't think it's going to go all the way to 0.125, but it's probably going to be about a 0.8 factor there. We follow the MBS 6 because you want to choose the coupon that's closest to today's rates. And today's rates, I'm going to show you at the end of the video, they are in the sixes. So we focus in on this number here. Then down through here, we're going to get all the housing news and everything else. But what I do is I click the first one. It's usually the most important when what comes up. Starting out weaker, this is telling you the markets or the bond market, it's starting out weaker on SVB acquisition in absence of new bank failures. Well, because there's no new bank failures and the ones that were failing are getting bought outright, the markets are saying, whoo, we dodged a bullet there. So you're going to see the stock markets rallying and you're going to see the bond markets coming back down. What's happening right now? Well, people are coming out of fleeing to safety. So here's what happens in the normal times. If you hear the markets or you hear people on the news saying, hey, investors are fleeing to safety, what does it mean? Well, basically, they may look at the market as this. Bond market is safe, stock market is risky. So if you're fleeing to safety, it means you're pulling money out of the stock market and moving it over to the bond market. If you're coming out of, you're saying, okay, the markets are easing up right now and they're taking on a little more risk. Well, people are getting out of bonds and buying in the stocks. They also buy, when they're fleeing the safety, they'll buy mortgage-backed securities and they'll also buy gold as a hedge against inflation. One of the big things that we were told over the last couple of years is buy cryptocurrency because it is a hedge against inflation. That's a whole nother topic for another day. But if you want to invest in cryptocurrencies, please do your research and please play with that money you would have taken to Vegas. Please play with that and assume that you might lose most of it or all of it. So play with that risky money that you have out there. The next thing is let's go to the headline news with Yahoo Finance. So what you're going to see on the board right here is the markets are loving some of this news out. The S&P is up 18 ticks, so 0.5%. Dow Jones is up 0.5% as well to 185. And the NASDAQ is trailing just a little bit, only up 0.35 to 40, up 40 points. You even see the Russell 2000 in oil. Look all the way across the board. It's nothing but green, 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 other than what's happening in the bond market, which we're seeing red, red, red. Okay, so let's get over to this. Any exciting news in here? Well, we'll see again, seeing the Dow Jones and everything up. The VIX is stabilized. Usually when I follow the VIX, it's telling me, well, that's kind of a little bit stability in the market, but there's a lot going on in the markets right now. right now. Let's go over to some of the stocks that we've been watching. So remember I said, well, let's start looking at some, or watching, let's pay attention to these bank stocks to see what happens to them, because I thought it was a good entry to buy about a week and a half ago when all this turmoil came out, because I did my due diligence. I watched the Federal Reserve presses. I watched a lot of these commentaries. I watched a lot of C-SPAN and everything else to get a beat on what's going on. Let's go down and see what's happening to these bank stocks that just got washed out the other day. We have UBS. It is up 0.78. Okay, that's good. But it's above the markets, because remember the markets, we were over here. Everything is up about a half. So that's what we have to use as our benchmark. So let's go back to here. We got FRC. It's up 2%. Or I'm sorry, 16% today. 16% in one day. You go down through here. Which one is this? This is, let's go to it and find out exactly what that is. The latest recap on that. Credit Suisse is that one. My apologies, folks. Credit Suisse is up, where'd it go? A little bit, up 33 basis points. So it's lagging the market. But then you have Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan. They're up 1.5% and 2%, basically double the market there. And then FIZN, let's look at this tickle. It's First Citizens up. It is at 55. It's up 22%. Okay, so that's what I was saying. You know, you might want to looking into a fund called XLF. Again, I'm not giving you guys the ticker symbols to buy this stuff, just to do research. It's a basket of financial stocks. This is how I use to invest in a lot of the banking stocks and the financial stocks. So I think they're going to do pretty well right now in the short term because of a lot of this turmoil that's going on. Credit Suisse is, like you see, that is at up 3%. So let's get over to the economic news to figure out what in the world's going to happen the rest of this week. So we have Mondays, usually nothing really happens on Monday. So let's go to Tuesday. Tuesday, we're going to have the consumer confidence. I don't know about you guys, but coming off the pandemic and then going into this inflation fear stuff and then now going into bank failures, I don't know about you guys, but I think I get grayer by the day. The next day is we're having pending home sales. What is pending home sales, folks? It's existing homes that are on the houses that are already built that are getting resold, not new construction, existing home sales. There's a huge difference there, because my analogy here is, and my thought process here is, a lot of people that are existing homes, they're really reluctant to sell right now, unlike in the past, because their rate is probably 4% or lower on the mortgage that they hold, which is the lowest in history. Okay, the lowest in history we hit just a couple years ago. I even took advantage at that time. I got a 30-year fixed rate at that time at 2.5% rates. You're seeing today the rates are about 6.5, so 4% higher than that. Think, it's almost three times that, the amount that I refinanced at. So you have to pay attention if it's pending home sales or new home sales, all right? Then we look at crude oil. Why do we follow this? This gives me a beat on the energy part of the inflation numbers. And then on Thursday, we have GDP, gross domestic production. How robust is our manufacturing sector going? You're probably gonna start seeing this deteriorating because everybody's assuming that we're going into a recession. That is normally what happens. On the flip side of that, we usually see a spike in initial jobless claims. Those are people filing unemployment for the first time. So you're gonna probably see that begin to rise. And then the last but not least, on Friday, we're going to have core PCE. Now, what in the world is PCE? We talk about CPI and PPI. What is PCE? Well, that's a pretty simple explanation. You can see this here. I'll try to zoom in if I can. The core personal consumption expenditure price index measures the change in prices of goods and services purchased by consumers for the purpose of consumption, excluding food and energy. Unlike the CPI, PCE is chain weighted and thus adjusts to changing in consumer behavior. Core PCE is the Fed's preferred inflation measure and thus receives greater attention. So we're really going to pay attention to this. We had the previous number was 0.6. This number is 0.4. I'll tell you what, if this number goes back to 0.6 or higher, you're going to see the markets really take a move. Because what they're going to anticipate is the Federal Reserve is going to come back again into the markets and start jacking up rates again. Okay, so that's what the expectations are. Let's get over to some just real estate news. We have the housing March 27th weekly update. Inventory decreased by 0.3 week over week. What do I always say, folks? We love when inventory increases. Why? Well, especially in this market, the reason being is we need housing to cool off. It's cooled off in a lot of areas, but there's still some areas, if the purchase price is 300 grand or less, these things are flying off the shelves. And you don't trust me, check the analytics behind it, call your local realtors. I can almost assure you that's what's happening. You can see over here, the inventory graph below, You can see down through here. Let me see if I can pull this one up and bring it in a little closer. What you're seeing right through here is, let's look at these lines. So where are we today? We are here today in the red. So we're right through this category right here. Where do we fare versus previous years? Well, in 2022, let's go down here. There's where we were. And this was you know, completely chaos through here. So last year, because we had rate spike and everything else. So look where we are. We're above there. And then this took a huge move up. So could this move back up? Well, let's go back to like 2019 and post-pandemic. Up through these levels here. This is where we were before the pandemic. Here's where we are now. So we need inventory, see through here. We need it to go up to into these range. Why? To cool off the housing markets, even in combination with interest rates, because we need the housing market rents and everything to basically cool off to make housing more affordable. You notice I didn't say a crash. I just said cool off because I'm still completely against a crash because, again, supply demand measures aren't there. Usually what happens is during crashes, you have way too much supply with little demand. That causes a crash. So if we have inventory that's here, you know, way subpar to where we were, we're going to have okay times in the housing market. If you want to find out more about real estate, I would encourage you to check out our website. We have tons of tools here. We just added the other day, if you speak Spanish, we're bringing on a Spanish speaking mortgage advisor. All you need to do is go over here and click this and the whole thing turns into Spanish. But there's a whole bunch of tools in here you can use. Let me just go through it real quick. Bet you didn't know that there's a real estate calculator here. You could check out rent versus buy, plus a whole bunch of other calculators. Look at all these calculators that are in there. We're adding the 2-1 buy down calculator in here. I'm working on that as we speak. You can go there. And then resources. Do you want to know about student loan relief? Well, there it is. How about the different loan programs that we have, the process, everything that entails getting involved in a mortgage? And last but not least, if you already got a quote from somebody, because of the volatile times we're seeing in real estate, what I ask you to do is let us do your shopping for you. Okay, if you already got a quote, please send it in to us. What you need to do is click up here that says loan estimate. You're going to click that. You're going to fill out this information, how you want us to get back with you with our response. And we're going to go down through here. You're going to download your loan estimate into this folder right here. We're going to review it. Just give us a couple hours. We're going to review it with over 80 of the country's largest banks and mortgage companies. Why? Why? Why would I do that for you guys? Well, because I'm a federally chartered bank and we're one of the country's largest mortgage brokerages. So what this means is I have about 80 to 90 different lenders that we can use their programs. Wait for it. We can use their programs and their rates. So why are you sitting there shopping all over the country, making phone calls, checking this, driving yourself crazy, going through mortgage application after mortgage application, when you can just send us your information? We're going to shop it to all those lenders and get back with you to make sure you're getting the lowest rates and the best program in the markets. So without further ado, let's get over to where mortgage rates are for today. So you're seeing this market coming down right now. Let's refresh it. It's probably going to be worse. Yes, it's worse. We have the MBS market down 55. So what did I say, guys? Remember, if this number is down, rates are going to go up. The bigger the number down, the bigger the up. So what you're probably going to see right here is we're going to see about an eighth increase in rates. So if you're sitting on the sidelines last week when I was telling you guys to lock in, you're going to get a higher rate, unfortunately. So where are rates today? Well, Mortgage News Daily hasn't posted them yet. I post their rates because they do great research. What they do is they survey lenders all over the country and say, here's what the rates are. So guys, this isn't going to be what your rate is because we really don't even know the information behind this. Truly, I keep digging in to find that data, but this is basically where the averages are throughout the whole country. 30-year fixed rates coming in at 6.38. What my lingo is, let me go through this first cell with you so I can show you my lingo and then I'll explain it to you. The 30-year fixed rate is up 6 basis points to 6.38. It's coming down from where it was just a few months ago at the high end of 7.375. So that means right through here, 6.38 is today's rate. Well, the opening rate, well, let me take that back. It's actually Friday's close. We don't have rates yet because they didn't do their surveys yet. So that means the rates are 6.38. They were down 0.06 from the previous day. 52-week high and low is 471, 7.375, and here's what the payment would be based on this information down here. So if you want to play with this, I have Mortgage News Daily's subscription down below. And I tell you what, if you like this, and you like this, and you like this, what do you need to do? Well, basically, go to our website. Let's get over to here. And you can subscribe to our newsletter. Make it even simpler for you guys. You're watching this video. Look down below. My subscription's down there. I don't sell it. I don't solicit you guys. Basically, I use that for an educational tool for you guys to use. So thank you guys so much for watching this morning's video. Please don't forget to come back at 3 o'clock Central Time where I do a live report answering all your questions. Yes, I come on here live to answer all your questions live. So join us then, and I do that every day at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time to make sure you guys are educated when it comes to finances and we have a focus in on real estate. God bless, guys. Thank you so much for watching. If you like my video and find entertainment value, don't forget to give us a thumbs up, subscribe down below, and give you a trick. If you hit the bell every time I post a video, you'll get an alert. Take care, guys. God bless. I'll see you at 3:00.